Good morning. Today's daf is daf Yud Aleph, but we were on daf Yud Amud Beis at the Mishnah. I'm sorry, daf Yud Amud Beis. The Gemara was discussing the question of chatzer, of courtyard. Is a courtyard a person's hand, or is a courtyard a person's emissary? So the Gemara said a courtyard must be a person's emissary, because ein shliach l'dvar aveira. I'm sorry, it must be a person's hand, because we know that ein shliach l'dvar aveira, you can't have an emissary do a sin for you, then the emissary is responsible, not you being responsible. And we know that when it comes to theft, if the stolen object is in a courtyard, so then you're responsible. So, I mean, you have the courtyard working for you. So the Gemara gave two answers. When do we say that no one else can represent you for the sin? That person's representing himself when the sin is performed. That's when the person himself is obligated. But a courtyard's not obligated. Or when do we say that someone can't represent you and that person gets punished? That person has the sin when that person had choice. But a courtyard has no choice. So since either because a courtyard doesn't have choice or because a courtyard doesn't have obligation, that's why in a courtyard, even if it is an emissary, it could represent you for a sin. And that's why if the stolen object was in your courtyard, you would be a thief who would have to pay double. That's what the Gemara had said. So we're up to that point. The Gemara now says, "My Benayu, what's the difference between these two different proposals in terms of why a courtyard, even if it is an emissary, could be the representative of the person in regards to sin?" Yud Amud Beis. Yud Amud Beis. 1, 2, 3, 4, no Mishnah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 lines up. My Benayi, what's the difference between these two answers? Whether a courtyard is the representative for sin because the courtyard has no choice, or the courtyard can be representative for sin because courtyard is not something which has punished itself. Ikabenai, the difference would be Kohen Damar Lili Yisrael. If a Kohen tells a Yisrael, Tzeve Kadesh Li Isha Grusha, go and marry for me a woman who is already divorced. Or Inami Ish, a man, Damar Li Isha, tells a woman, Akvili Katan, on my behalf, go give a child a haircut and cut off his peos and round off the hair. If you're going to say that in any scenario where it's a person who's being sent, if the act is a sin, then the guy sending him is not responsible. Hachanami, here it's a person. Whether it's a person doing the kiddushin or it's a woman doing the haircut, it's a person. If they wanted to do it, they could do it. If they don't want to do it, they don't have to do it. They're human beings. Then l'machayev sholchan, the one who sent them should not be responsible because ein shliach l'dvar aveira. He knew that they were intelligent people. He knew that they knew that God, the master, has said not to do the act. He never expected them to do the act, even though he told them to do the act. They weren't going to listen to the servant instead of the master. But according to this version that we said, whenever the emissary himself can't, is not someone who's obligated, then the one who sent him is obligated. So Hani Nami, so these as well, since they are not obligated, the one who sent them is responsible. Now, going back to this discussion about whether a courtyard is a hand, or a courtyard is a representative. Is there anyone who thinks that a courtyard is not just a person's hand? In regards to getting a get. Two lines on the bottom now in Yud Amud Beis. Yada, the Torah says he has to put the get in her hand. I would think that he only puts the get in her hand. Gaga, if he puts the get in her roof, Chatzer in her courtyard, Karfifa in her enclosure. Minayin, how do we know that she's divorced? Hamalomer v'nasan, that's what the Torah says, and he will place Mikol Makom in any type of placing. So the Gemara says, you're right. That's a verse about hand. So clearly, courtyard is hand. In regards to a get, a courtyard is a hand. So then when we talk about a woman, a child, if a child, a woman is married, she's a child, this young girl, if her husband throws the get into her courtyard, she does get divorced, even though it wasn't literally in her hand. The courtyard is her hand. And we wouldn't say, oh, but she doesn't have shlichos, so how could the courtyard work for her? No, it doesn't need to work as a shliach. It works as hand. Ki pligi, where is there an argument about whether a courtyard is a hand or a courtyard is an emissary? Le'inyin mitzia, in terms of a lost object going into a courtyard of the child. In other words, could her courtyard acquire the lost object on her behalf? The question is, Mar Savar, one opinion is, Yalfina mitzia miget, just like in regards to a get, the courtyard is her hand, so too, in regards to her acquiring the lost object, the courtyard is her hand, and therefore she has hands, and she could acquire with the courtyard. Mar Savar, one second, the other opinion is, Lo Yalfina mitzia miget, we don't derive lost objects from get, in regards to get, because the pasuk that teaches us courtyard is next to the word hand, the courtyard works as a hand. So in regards to a get, a child wife who gets a get into her courtyard gets divorced with it. But in regards to a lost object, a courtyard doesn't work as hand. Rather, a courtyard in regards to money works as a representative. So since it's a representative, it wouldn't work for a child because children don't have the power of appointing representatives. They don't have the ability to make a shaliach. Yeah, question, Barak.
If the courtyard is being shared with a neighbor, is that the same thing?
Question. Still, the question is, how does this acquisition of courtyard work? But yeah.
Courtyard for get is a special case because of the pasuk.
That's one suggestion,
no,
right?
It's not.
We're going to see. There are going to be three suggestions. But this is one.
The katan. What is the katan? Has to be have a katan.
No, because that's the whole question. If it's an adult who has a courtyard, a gadol, so then whether the courtyard is a representative, a shaliach, or yad, it would work for him. But for a katan, for a child, it would only work if it works as yad, as a hand. It can't work as a shaliach. Because katanim lab bnei shlichus nenu katan can't create a shaliach.
Didn't we learn to get a shaliach can't accept for because it's not
It's not a shaliach.
Someone can send one, but he can't accept because it's not a benefit to her.
That's without her knowledge.
Oh,
but with her knowledge, she can send someone who's appointed for her.
And a minor katan, she can own the courtyard. That's not a problem.
She inherited it from her father. His backyard or something. Yeah, it was given to her. Mm-hmm. If it was given to her, she can own it. Yeah.
She can accept the what comes into that courtyard.
Well, she
can. But it's like an emissary.
The courtyard works as an emissary, or the courtyard works as a hand. That's the argument.
Does she need to own the courtyard? I think
she absolutely needs to own the courtyard. It had to have been given to her. There's a difference between a lost object where you don't have somebody giving. Somebody who gives. Once somebody gave to her, it will belong to her.
The courtyard becomes the reception.
An adult can make representatives. So even if the courtyard works as a representative of the person, it could work for an adult because he can make representatives. Okay. Thank you. I could tell you, if the courtyard belongs to a young girl, so the same way she could get divorced with a get placed in her courtyard based on the pasuk, she would also acquire a lost object that comes into her courtyard, because just like her courtyard works as her hand in regards to a get, her courtyard would work as a hand in regards to acquiring a lost object for her. But maybe the argument is about a young boy who has a courtyard, and a lost object goes into that courtyard. One opinion that says that it works as a hand is because the young boy's laws are learned from the young girl's laws. So just like for a young girl, the courtyard is considered her hand, for a young boy, the courtyard works as her hand. So it works even for a lost object. The other opinion was, lo yalfinan katan miktana. Nope, but for a young girl, courtyard works as her hand. But for a young boy, courtyard would not work as a hand. How would a courtyard work for men? For a man, courtyard would work as an emissary, and therefore it wouldn't apply to a young boy. since it wouldn't apply to a young boy, because as a youngster he can't create emissaries, if a lost object runs into his courtyard, he would not acquire it. Umar, by the same term, we can tell you, maybe there's never even an argument. Mar Chada, v'lo pligi, Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, we're talking about different cases. Rish Lakish, who said that the courtyard works as a representative, that was talking about a lost object. Rabbi Yochanan, who said that the courtyard works as a hand, that's saying, in terms of get, in terms of get, it works as a hand. And they weren't really arguing.
When they're saying Ktana, he doesn't have to give Ktana the get to her father? Because
no, she can get it also.
Even Ktana?
Yes.
Yeah.
So again, remember that we're learning the here about lost objects, and what we've mentioned is that a courtyard can acquire for a person. Certainly, if the owner of the courtyard is an adult, his courtyard acquires objects for him, and if a lost object comes into his courtyard, he would acquire it. So the Mishnah now is going to talk about that in greater detail and explain when that's the case. And basically what it's going to introduce in the Gemara is the idea that a courtyard, chatzeir shel adam konalo, a person's courtyard acquires for him, that is when the courtyard is in control of the object. The courtyard is either a well-protected space or he is standing next to the courtyard to make it a protected space, that the object is really under his control. But if it's the courtyard that's not really in control, then the courtyard does not acquire. So let's see the Mishnah, the example.
And there has to be yeish from the...
Yeah, that's what we're talking about here all along. We're talking about lost objects that the original owner despaired of because they don't have a sign on them.
It doesn't mean the new owner's das at all. Courtyard itself operating alone.
Well, let's see. Let's just see. We're going to see. It's not so clear. Ra'a osan ratzin achar metziya. Let's say, the first Mishnah said, if I was riding a horse and I saw a lost object. What happens if I own a courtyard and I see people running after a lost object that is ownerless, that has no simon? And what was this lost object? Achar tzvi shavur. They were running after a deer that had a broken leg. So the broken leg deer can't really move far, can't go very far. And it's in my courtyard now. So now it really is protected because it can't get out of my courtyard. Or achar gozlo shelo parchu. Or they're running after chicks that don't yet have the ability to fly. And they're in my courtyard. V'amar, so I said, zachta lisadi. Since the deer or the chicks are in my courtyard, they're in my territory, what I own, my field has acquired them. My field has acquired them for me. So then I do in fact own those lost objects. I have to say it right. However, hayatzvi ratz kidarko, let's say it's a healthy deer, and the deer is running. So now, the fact that it's running through my field by no means means that my field has control over it. It's running, it's a big deer. Oh, shall you gozlos mafrichin? Or if you have little birds that are literally flying from spot to spot, and they alight in my courtyard or in my field. V'amar, and I say, Zachta lisadi, my field has acquired these lost birds or these lost deers. Lo amar klum, that statement doesn't mean anything. It hasn't accomplished anything because it's not chatzer hamishtameres. It's not a courtyard which is protected, a courtyard which is watched, a courtyard which is really enclosing and encompassing the object. The idea that my courtyard can acquire something for me is that my courtyard will have sort of physical control over the object, then it acquires for me, makes it my object if the object was ownerless.
But is it animate or inanimate?
Everything.
It could be animates, it could be inanimates, that's fine, but here when you have a deer running through,
sure,
the deer is in no way enclosed in my courtyard. So therefore, my courtyard did not acquire it.
But is that all for hefker stuff?
This is from hefker, right? It's lost only objects hefker, which are ownerless. Yeah.
If the deer comes to a rest, and then he has the chance to say, "My,
It doesn't matter. If the deer is healthy and it's moving, even if it's at a rest, it's really not under the control of the space. The space is not constraining it. It can move in a second.
So, Rabbi, if I walk by Gabriel's house and money falls out of my pocket and the wind come in and throw it down his backyard,
already is in your backyard.
Is that his or is mine?
If the money has no simen and you didn't realize that it came out, so you're.
But I saw it. By the time I bent down, the wind took it to his backyard.
That's fine. You never gave up. You're running after it. You can go take it.
So that's not a hectic situation.
That wouldn't be hectic.
I'm coming to your backyard to pick up my money.
Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel. When do we say that if the animal got into my field and it can't escape my field because it has a broken leg or it doesn't know how to fly as a bird, my field acquires that animal, that hefker animal. That's when I'm standing next to the field. When I'm standing next to the field, then I control it. Ask the Gemara, why do I need to stand there? V'tikni lo sadeyu. Let my field acquire the animal that has a broken leg, even if I'm not standing there. A person's courtyard can acquire objects for him, even without him knowing that the objects are there. So the Gemara answers, that's true if the courtyard itself has a wall around it and a fence that it is encompassing and controlling the items that are inside it. But our mission is talking about a field. A field is not something which controls what's in it. So therefore, Yomid Bitzad Sadehu in, if he's standing there, so now he's controlling what's in it. Then he can acquire through the field. But if he's not standing there, he can't acquire. And how do I know this rule? That this idea that a courtyard acquires is only when the courtyard is controlling the object. And therefore, if it's a courtyard that doesn't control an object, because we're talking about a courtyard which is a field. So therefore, even though the object can't really move far, you only acquire it if he's standing next to it, because then he's controlling the object. If he's not standing next to it, he doesn't acquire the object. The Tanya, perhaps the source for this is a brisa in regards to the mitzvah of shikha. Of the Torah gives us a mitzvah that if stalks fall in a field and the farmer forgot them, he has to leave them for the poor. And he shouldn't go back to pick them up. So what happened? Haya Omid Ba'ir, he's no longer in the field. He's already standing in the city. He's standing in the city. For Omer, and he says, Yodea Nisha Omer Sheshti Basadeh Polim Shchachu. I know that stalk of wheat the bundle of wheat that I had in the field, I was relying on my workers to bring it, and they forgot about it. Lo yehe shikha. But since I'm remembering it, I don't want it to ever be shikha. Even if I later forget, it's not shikha. Yachal lo yehe shikha. Maybe it's not going to be considered shikha. It won't be considered forgotten, and therefore you could go reclaim it. Tamal Omer, that's what the pasuk says. V'shachachta Omer basadeh. And you'll forget a bundle in the field. Basada v'shachachta. If you forget in the field, the lo ba'ir, but not if you forget in the city. One second, agufakashi, you just contradicted yourself. Amart, you said, yachol lo yehe shikha, maybe it won't be considered forgotten. In other words, havi shikha, it is considered forgotten, even though you said that I'm relying on workers and I'm remembering it now, and if I forget, it's not forgotten. Apparently that doesn't work. It is considered forgotten. And then Vanasala Gemara, but then the Gemara ends off the brisa by saying, the Torah says, Basada v'shachachta, in the field if you forget. The lo ba'ir, but not if you forget in the city. Amalo avishikha, that means that this forgetting in the city does not make it into a forgotten bundle. So the whole brisa makes no sense. Elalav, so rather the brisa is telling us our law. The brisa is telling us that a courtyard only works to acquire for a person when the courtyard is controlling the object. So therefore, if it's a courtyard that's open, like a field, it would only work for him when he's standing next to it, because then he's in control of the object. So how can come this with the Braisa needs? Besides that, if the man is standing in the field, Shachuach Meikaro, Havi Shikha, if he forgot right away about the bundle, okay, that's the case, the Torah says the forgotten bundles have to be left to the poor, that is Shikha. But if it would be Zachor, Levasov, Shachuach, initially when he had the bundle there, he was remembering about the bundle. He said, I know I have the bundle. And later he forgets, then it's not Shikha. Ain't Shikha. It's not considered Shikha. My time or why? The came of the Kohen Gadol, because since he's still in the field, his field becomes his courtyard, and since he's there, it's a chatzar mishtameres. It's a courtyard that is safe, a safe space where things are constrained. The zachtalei, and he now acquires it. Avil be'ir, but if he's in the city, he's not next to the field. So then the courtyard is not a safe place, because he's not there. It's an open field. So afilu zachul levasov shachuach avi shekha. Therefore, even if he initially remembered, and later he forgets, it would be considered shekha. My time a wide delesa gabe, he's not next to the field. Since he's not next to the field is not a space that's protecting objects. The liski lay, and therefore the field could not acquire for him. So this brisa is actually proving the idea that Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel said on the Mishnah. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel said that the case of the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says a person's field could acquire for him a lost object, a deer with a broken leg, that means that the person is actually standing next to that field. Why do you say that the person has to be standing next to the field? Because the only way a courtyard could acquire is that the courtyard really is controlling the object. So even though it has a broken leg, it's not controlled. The same way it walked in, it will walk out. No, it is controlling because he's standing there. Since he's standing there, it's controlling. And that's what you see in this brisa in Be'ah, that when a person is standing in the field, he acquires, the field can work to acquire things for him from Hefker. Yep. So the Gemara says, no, Mimai, how do you know that's the way to read the brisa? Tilmogzeres HaKasavi, maybe the brisa is telling you that there's a decree of the Pasuk. Basad and Ehavi Shikha. If he forgets about things in a field, then it becomes Shikha. Ubayir lo nehavi Shikha. But if he forgets about things in the city, then it's not considered shikha. So the Gemara says, Amar Kra, the Pasuk said, Ki siktzork tzircha basadcheh v'shachachta omer basadeh. If you cut your harvest in the field and you forget a bundle, lo sashuv l'kachto, don't return to take it. The fact it says don't return to take it means you're already out of the field. You're already in the city. The rabbi shikha sa'ir. So that's apparently saying that even if you forgot while you were in the city, it is shikha and you can't go back to get it. So you can't say that the brisa is saying that if he forgets in the city, it never became shikha. It only is shikha if he forgets in the field. Must be the brisa saying something else. If he forgot initially, it's considered forgetting in the field. But if he didn't forget initially, if he remembered initially and then he forgot, then in the city it would be considered shikha, because he's not next to his field, but in the field it wouldn't be considered shikha, because since he's next to it, his field would acquire the object. Yeah, Baruch had a question.
Yeah. Going back to the hefker for the items in the courtyard.
Yeah.
If it's a rental property.
Yeah, it's also your courtyard.
The tenant owns that hefker, yes. or the landlord?
Tenant.
Yeah. Even though the tenant is told, like, you just occupy the premises to live in there, but they have no right in the backyard, for example.
They're not. But if he rents the backyard, it says backyard.
That's his backyard.
They're paying you for it. What do you want, more money?
The rest of that pasuk's not the proof that when you forget in the city, it's still considered forgetting. That pasuk is needed to tell me that there's a prohibition that once the owner forgets about his stuff, he's not allowed to go get them. Imkain, if the pasuk just wanted to tell me a prohibition, name of Karlosi Kachenu, the Torah should have just said, don't take it, that would be shorter. Milo Sashuv Lekachta. Why did it use three words? Don't return to take it. L'rabba Shikhas here, it's to tell me that even when an owner forgets about things from when he's in the city, it is considered forgotten. I says, no, Bakati by Lekitatanya. The reason why the Torah used the words lo sashuv l'kachto was to teach me a different law. Shalafanav ein shikha. If he's forgetting things that are in front of him that he hasn't yet gotten to cut, that's not considered shikha. Shalachra, but things that are behind him, he already walked past them and he cut the other stuff and he forgot those. Lo sashuv, don't go back to take it. That is shikha. That's forgetting. Shubu bal tashuv, because that's something about don't return. Zaklau, this is the rule called shubu bal tashuv, things that we could say about them, don't return to them, shikha, it's forgotten. Kol shein b'val tash, but things that are in front of him, ain't no shikha, that's not considered shikha. So the Gemara says, you're right. The pasuk lo sashuv l'kachto is not the source that even when the owner forgets while he's in the city, what he forgot has the status of shikha. Amar Rav Ashi, it's a different pasuk. Amar Kra, the pasuk says, yihye, it shall be forgotten. The rabba, it shall be for the poor. The rabba shikha se'ir. That tells you that wherever it is, even when you're forgetting while you're in the city, it's considered shikcha. V'chein amar Ula, and that's what Ula said as well. So Ula also said in our Mishnah, when do we say that the broken leg deer can be acquired by my field? V'ushomen b'tzad sadeh, if I'm standing next to the field. V'chein amar Rabbi Bar Chana also said, v'ushomen b'tzad sadeh, only if I'm standing next to the field. So the Gemara seems to say that this idea of chatzera shel adam kona lo, that a person's courtyard can acquire for him, it depends on the nature of the courtyard. If the courtyard has a fence, and the object that I want my courtyard to acquire for me is really enclosed in the fence, it can't get out of the courtyard, then my courtyard could acquire even if I'm not there. But if my courtyard is an open field, that's my property that I want to acquire for me, it has to control the object. And even though the Mishnah spoke about a deer with a broken leg or a chick that doesn't fly, the field is not controlling these things, even though it's hard for them to get out. They could get out. So then he would only acquire if he's actually standing next to it. So apparently now the Gemara is saying the case of the Mishnah is when he's standing next to the field. So put that into the Mishnah. The Mishnah is saying if I'm standing next to my field and a deer with a broken leg walks in and I say I want to acquire that deer, my field should work to acquire it. My field did acquire it. However, if it's a deer that doesn't have a broken leg, even though I'm standing next to it, there's really no degree of control, even though I'm standing and watching. And then, even if I say my field should acquire it, it doesn't acquire it, because the deer will just and can just run away. So what we have emerging here is that the idea that a courtyard acquires requires that the courtyard control the object. So either it does that through a fence, or if it's an open courtyard, like a field, it will do that if the owner is standing next door. So Gemara says, is that really so? Esvei Reb Abba le'ula. Reb Abba challenged Ula from a very famous Mishnah that we've... Is it a Mishnah? A very famous Mishnah that we've seen many times in Shas. Masa, there was a story. Rabban Gamliel was Kenim. Rabban Gamliel was the Nasi, the prince. He was a very wealthy man also. So you bow and besfina. They were traveling on a boat. Rabban Gamliel said, oh my gosh, I just remembered. I have tons of wheat that I didn't separate the tithes from them. So what do I do? I'm now on a boat. I'm not next to my stuff. I don't have a levy. I'm not next to the stuff to give the 10% to the levy or to give the 2% to the Kohen or to give the 10% to the poor. It was year number 3 of Shemitah. What's that?
He doesn't have cell phone
reception. He didn't have cell phone reception. So I'm going to say like this. Isur shani asid lamud, 10%. Which exactly that 10% is, we'll figure out when we actually get back to my field. Then we'll find which kernels of wheat are part of that 10%. But 10% of what I have, nasun liyoshua, is given to the Levi Yehoshua, who's with me here on the boat. Now, how is he going to own it? Mekomo muskarlo. The space under which, the space that's under, the part of the field that's under that wheat is rented to Rabbi Yehoshua. So Rabbi Yehoshua, give me a pruta, give me a penny. By the money you rent part of the field, now it's yours. And just addressing Baruch's point. Once a person rents, it's his courtyard. So now that wheat is yours because you acquire it through your courtyard acquiring for you. And then he said, Isur acher shani asad lamud, another 10%. Again, I will actually figure out which kernels exactly later. Nasun Akiva ben Yosef are given as master ani to Rabbi Akiva, because he was a gabite staka, he would collect staka. Kadesh yizke bo l'anim, so that he will acquire it for the poor. Umakoma muskarlo, and that space is rented to him. Rabbi Akiva then gave a coin. He rented the space. So now the Gemara asks, they were on a boat. They're not next to the field. All three are on the boat. So, Rabbi Yehoshua, Rabbi Akiva, Betzat Sadeh, Yoshua, Megamlilo, Yomdin. Even if Rabbi Yehoshua and Rabbi Akiva rent parts of the field, are they now standing next to those parts? They're not standing next to their parts. So you see that a field can acquire even when the owner is not next door, even though it's an open field, which is not a protected space. So when this question was asked by Reb Abba to Ula, Ula responded with an insult. This rabbi looks like someone who doesn't know how to learn. idiots. He never learned in his life. It's a stupid question.
Okay.
It's not a question. So Reb Abba didn't understand. He thought it was a good question. So Kiyasa Lasura, when Reb Abba came to Sura, Amalahu, they explained to him. Amalahu, he told the other sages, Hachi Amar Ula, Ulad said that a person's field only acquires for him if the field controls an object. And therefore, if it's an open field, he'd have to be standing next door to the field. We have this story where Rebbe Gamliel gave fields to Rebbe Yeshua and Rebbe Akiva when they weren't next to the field, in order for the field to acquire for Rebbe Gamliel, for Rebbe Yeshua and Rebbe Akiva. So how did it work? So, Achio Sviyeh, this is what I challenged him. Amar Leahum Rabbanan, so the rabbi there in the yeshiva and Surah responded to Rebbe Abba. The reason why Ula insulted you and said it wasn't a question, because you didn't understand that Mishnah. That Mishnah was not that Rebbe Gamliel was renting parts of fields so that the renters of those parts would acquire the wheat on those parts through the acquisition called courtyard. No. For a courtyard to work, they would have to stand next to their courtyard because it was an open courtyard. It wasn't courtyard. It was a different type of acquisition. There's something called Kenyan Agav. By dint, namely, that it's thrown in. When I acquire land, so if I'm acquiring land from you, let's say I'm buying land from you or I'm renting land from you, when I get land, I also get the movables, because in the context of a land deal, movables are so much less prominent, they just get thrown in, they get attached. So that's what happened here. Metaltli agav mekarkayi, Hikna lahem. He had given to them the movables, the grain, by virtue of having given to them land. In other words, he said to them, I'm going to give you land. I'll rent to you land. He said, rent the land from me. They gave him the pruta to rent the land. So by giving the land, land gets acquired with money. The land now is theirs for a month, however long they rented it. And so now there's a deal about land. When there's a deal about land, movables get thrown in. So all the movables also became theirs. But not because the movables are theirs, because the movables are in their courtyard. Yeah. It's a different process. It's the process called agav. Through there being a land deal, through there being a deal on real estate, then movables also get acquired. So that's what happened. Rabbi Gamliel, metaltali, Rabbi Gamliel, the movables, the grain, agav mekarkai hiknalehem, was making it theirs through selling to them land. Because they were acquiring land, they're also getting the movables with the land. So it has nothing to do with courtyards. Nothing to do with the law of courtyards, so they don't have to be standing next to it. In the law of courtyard, when you want a courtyard to acquire for you, so then yeah, you'd have to stand next to it. In a lost object going into your courtyard, you want the courtyard to acquire, you need to stand next to the courtyard. If it's an open courtyard, like a field. But in terms of here, was Rabbi Gamliel was giving them land, he was renting them land. So since they were acquiring the land of Rabbi Gamliel, they could also acquire the movables.
And are they responsible for the meiser on those movables?
No. I mean, Trumas Meiser, yeah.
No, the tenant, the meiser, he's acquiring the movables.
Rabbi Akiva, you mean?
No, it was whose field?
Sorry, that's good.
Rabbi Gamliel, it's his field. But he rented it to
Rabbi Yoshua.
So
that by Rabbi Yoshua buying fields from him, Rabbi Yoshua would also now acquire the grain that's Maaser Rishon.
Does he have to give Maaser?
He has to give Chumas Maaser. Levi has to give Chumas Maaser
for Maaser Rishon.
No, because he owns he was given Maaser Rishon.
By way of rent.
He now owns the Maaser Rishon. It's his Maaser Rishon. He has to give Chumas Maaser from it.
That's why the way of, always the Jews find the loophole.
It's not a loophole.
Isn't that a loophole situation, Rabbi?
The renter now is responsible for Maaser that he's renting.
No, because he owns it. He was given this grain. The grain was given to him as Maaser Rishon. The grain is given to him.
But what happened with the rest of the grain, Rabbi? Okay, 10% goes to the levy.
The rest is fine. It's kosher food.
Right. And how about the rest of it? The rest
waiting for them when he comes back.
When he comes, okay.
Or if poor people eat from it, they're not eating trade.
Renters, they're not allowed to touch it. The rest of it, they still own the rest.
That's his.
The other 80% or whatever, 85%.
Yeah.
Okay.
Reb Zeira Kibla, Reb Zeira accepted this answer. Reb Abba lo Kibla, Reb Abba did not accept the answer. Amar Rava, Rava said Shapir, Rava de lo Kibla. Reb Abba was right to not accept the answer. Why? Because of the following question. These sages are on a boat. Do they not have a utensil? Do they not have a handkerchief to be able to do the chalipin acquisition? So if Rabbi Gamliel wanted to give the Maaser Rishon to Rabbi Yoshua, why didn't he just have Rabbi Yoshua lift up a handkerchief? And in return for lifting the handkerchief, the 10% now becomes his. Why couldn't he do that? What?
Why does he need to lease the land? Can't he just do...
Just do chalipin, right? Why couldn't he do it? So why couldn't he do the chalipin? Elatova sana ina mamana. Because I'll tell you like this, Rabbi Gamliel doesn't really own the Maaser Rishon. Maaser Rishon doesn't really belong to Rabbi Gamliel. It belongs to the Levian. Rabbi Gamliel has the right to choose which Levi gets it. But that's not considered really owning things. So since he doesn't really own it, so therefore, you can't... It can't be transferred by means of chalipin. Chalipin means I can transfer my property through a barter. But if it's not my property, I can't transfer it. So if that's the case, if you're going to say that I don't really own Maaser Rishon, Rabbi Gamliel didn't own the Maaser Rishon, how did he make the Maaser Rishon the property of Rabbi Yoshua? Because Rabbi Yoshua was renting from him, Rabbi Yoshua also got the Maaser Rishon. He doesn't have the Maaser Rishon to give it away. He doesn't really own the Maaser Rishon. That which he only has a Tova Sanah right to should not be transferable through the Agav process. But it's not really a question. Matnos Kuhuna Nesina Ksiv Behu. The Torah says that you're supposed to gift the gifts to the Kohen. Chalipin, if you're trying to use the barter mechanism, derech mekachum emkaru. That's a form of sale. And a form of sale doesn't work for gifts of kahuna. But if you want to say that through buying land, you're also getting movables, that's nasina limtahi. That's a very strong giving. And since it's a very strong giving, it would work for the gifts to Leviim, Aniim, and Kohanim.
Mm-hmm. Well, if he was renting it to him, can he be using that as just a way to get it back later? Sure. In other words,
yeah.
I forgot
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm renting it to you, and then it expires when we can get back, and now all of that is...
No, it can't be given back. No, it won't be given back. Now it's his.
That's
it's his. Now, Papa gave another answer. Generally, you have to stand next to a courtyard that's open for your courtyard to acquire for you. But in the case of the rabbis on the boat, it was not a lost object. It was where Rabbi Gamliel was transferring ownership to Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Akiva. Das acheres maknos and shiny. When a person wants to give away an object and he has intent that my object should be given away, that gives it away even if the means of acquisition is a weak means of acquisition. A lost object, there's nobody giving it to you. You're getting it from Hefker. Mina Temra, what's my source that there's a difference between someone who's trying to give away versus something from Hefker at the time of the Mishnah? Ra'osan ratzin achar metzia. If he sees people running after a lost object, and he says, you know what, that object has a broken leg, it's in my field gets it. That's only true if he could jump into the field and quickly catch it. Uboy Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked the question, but what about b'matanayach? What happens if I'm trying to give my friend a gift of my deer, and my deer is running, and I say, okay, my deer that's running, it's yours, Gavriel. Once it goes into your field, hey, what would be the halacha? Would we say also that Gavriel has to be able to catch it for his field to work? Or maybe when it's a gift, even if he can't catch it, it also would be his. Kibbul aminei Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana. Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana said yes. That in a gift, afal pi shirat zachrein v'ein magian, even if I'm gifting my deer to Gavriel, even if he can't catch it in his field, it would still be his by the field. My time of why? So why is there less of a need for control in a gift than in control from Hefker? This is the answer. Apparently, because if a person is making a gift, so there is also the das, there's the intent of the one giving the gift to make it belong to the recipient. And therefore, that works even though the chatzer otherwise wouldn't have worked. Amalei Rav Simi l'Rav Papa. Rav Simi said to Rav Papa, but get the das acheres maknosa. A get, by definition, is where the husband wants to give the get to his wife. He has the das to give it to her. And yet, Amar Ula, Ula had said that when does a woman's courtyard acquire a get for her? If she's standing next to the courtyard. No, shiny get, Isabel Karcha. Get is different because get can work even against her will. So therefore, Iyom Edis Betzad Beisu Betzad Chatzera in. If she's standing next to the courtyard will acquire for her in. Ilo lo. If not, not. But Matana Demidaita. One second. V'lav Kavu Chomri. It's the exact opposite. Ma get Isabel Karcha. Get can be against her will. And nevertheless, Iyom Edis Betzad Beisu Betzad Chatzera in. It only, the courtyard only works for her if she's standing there. Matana Demidaita Lo Koshkein. A gift which is willingly, all the more so. El Amar Ravashi. So rather Ravashi said, Chatzer is Rabbi Mishum Yad. A courtyard really works in two ways. It's both a hand and it's an emissary. Yeah. And therefore, Gabi get to chovula in regards to a get where it's a damage to her to get divorced. Ain chovin la'adam ela b'fanav. It can't work as a shaliach. It can only work as yad. Therefore, she has to stand there. Gabi matana deschusulo. But in regards to a gift, which is a gift for her, zachin la'adam shlo b'fanav. It can acquire even without him being standing there, even without him being aware. Thank you.